Welcome to the Elijah Streams podcast. Our mission is to encourage you in your faith through a unique blend of patriotism and prophecy. And now, here's your host, Steve Schultz.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Elijah Streams. Today is Wednesday, April 29th, 2026. I'm Kelsey O'Malley, filling in for Steve Schultz. We are pre-recording the show today. You'll see the date behind me change. That is why. I'm very excited to be hosting Mike Thompson on the program today. He's going to be sharing with us some incredible prophetic insights from recent events that we've seen happen all over the world. He also has some exciting prophetic words to share with us regarding America's future. But before Mike comes on to join me, here's one of our water well videos showing you where your efforts are going when you help us here at Elijah Streams.
Some kids wake under clean sheets, reach for cereal, but others open their eyes to dust. Hunger hits first, then the long walk begins. The only water, brown, dirty, shared with animals. They stretch every resource. They endure more than most, but still, it's not quite enough. Without clean water, you can't stay healthy. You can't grow. You can't keep moving forward. They drink what makes them sick, because thirst hurts worse than fear. This isn't history, it's now. Their eyes search the road, waiting for someone to come, waiting for someone to say yes. Will you be that someone? Donate online at elijahstreams.com/donate. Or mail a check today, Elijah Streams, 525 2nd Avenue Southwest, Suite 629, Albany, Oregon, 97321.
Well, if that video impacted you in any way and you said yes as you watched that video, please go online to elijahstreams.com/donate and partner with us to help see these villages have clean and fresh water to where they don't have to struggle anymore and drink contaminated water that causes disease and sickness. It's just awful. So please help us in our efforts today. And for all of those who you continue to give and help us, thank you so very much. It's so appreciative. We really appreciate you. And here's the flyer for the water, 1,000 water well trip in Uganda. This is going to be a life-changing trip. I mean, I think anytime you go and do missions work, it really changes your perspective on life, and you get to go with some incredible people on this trip. You'll have incredible company that you get to go with. If you're interested in going, go to showmercy.org/ElijahStreamsUganda, or you can go to ElijahStreams.com/events, and you can sign up to be on this amazing trip, and I know it will really, really bless you. I'm very excited to be hosting my guest today. He is the founder of Mike Thompson Ministries and Word of Life Outreach. He has a live stream that happens on Sundays coming all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada at the Prophet's House. He is an author, a speaker, and we are so excited to have him join me today. Please help me welcome Mike Thompson to the show. Mike, welcome. There has been a lot of global events that have happened since we last saw each other. Specifically one a couple days ago, mm-hmm. where there was a third attempt on our president's life, which I was shocked when I saw the video. I knew that a lot of people have been praying for a long time about this because the prophets warned that there would be another attempt. And we always pray for President Trump. And so would you share a little bit about mm-hmm. how you responded and what happened when you saw it?
So nice to be here, Kelsey. Of course. Excuse me. I would love to because, you know, it is a tumultuous, scary time to be on planet Earth. But it also is one of the most privileged and wonderful times to be on planet Earth, to imagine that ourselves right now, that we were born for such a time as this, that we are the body of Christ that carry the banner of the Lord, that we are the lion's army that go forth in spiritual warfare, that we have the keys of the kingdom, that we have the ability to bind what the enemy is doing on planet Earth and to release and to loose what God wants from heaven itself upon the planet Earth. And so as we look at the stuff that's going on right now, is that I wanted to be able to share with you some of the thoughts that I had and some of the things that the Lord had been dealing with me about. The very first thing is when it happened, of course, I was surprised, but I wasn't shocked because I knew that spirit of violence that has been in the earth for some time now. And, you know, it is a work of the enemy.
Yes.
But the Lord began to deal with me and share how that his hand is still on President Trump. That's the most important thing. We have to understand that he has been anointed from on high, the hand of the Lord on him to fill the office of President of the United States during this time, because the entire, it seems like anyhow, the entire world is shifting at this particular point. And a lot of it is because of Trump, and the managing of it is because of Trump. But it is by God's design. We have to understand that. This is what the Lord wanted to happen in the earth in order to bring it into alignment with his will. There is a timetable from heaven, the clock of God. There is the design and the wisdom from heaven that what God wants done during this time in order to bring about his purposes in the earth. And so all of those things are coming to pass. And so it's spiritual Christians who will actually be able to look at and to see the hand of the Lord, to see the form of the Lord. And a lot of people say, well, what's the form of the Lord? Well, it's like this, you know, anybody can see the devil. You can see what the devil's doing.
Oh,
you can
yeah.
see what man's doing. You can see what the circumstances are. Yeah. But it takes a spiritual person with not only a knowledge of the word, but with prophetic vision, with the Holy Spirit in their hearts, to be able to see the form of the Lord that is happening and as it's moving. We realize that the form of the Lord is there not because everything that occurs is by his design. No, he is there even working in the things that the enemy is doing on the earth in order to facilitate and to change and to switch and to massage and to release his power and to have influence in a way that it changes all of those things that even the enemy is doing to bring it back to a place to where it's by his design and what he's doing on planet Earth. And I think, you know, one of the things that I see in this is that God's wisdom is coming to pass. And it's like, you know, in James 1, where it says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And, you know, in the context of that scripture, the Greek term sophia, which is wisdom, is used in a manner than not just a pinpoint. It's like we say, okay, Lord, we want wisdom about this specific instance or about that affair over there. And God will give that to you. But it's a broader, it's an overarching, an umbrella of wisdom, seeing the beginning and the end and what's going on in between and where is God taking us prophetically into the future. And in line with all of that, then what is the enemy doing in order to try to stall and divert and to change that? And then what's the wisdom of God for resisting him and keeping this on track and going forward? And so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today and share with the people from my perspective and what I see going on in the spirit. Is that President Trump is the key figure right now for the protection and reshaping of Western civilization. That's pure and simple.
Yep.
Reshaping of Western civilization, we all know that it has been under attack, that Western civilization is based upon Judeo-Christian beliefs. Mm-hmm. And all of that come, the morality, the structure, the beliefs, everything from one source, and that's the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way that you can change Western civilization is to attack Christianity, Judaism, and the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And so these other cultures and things and religions that are coming in and they're attempting to go right to the very heart and change the very foundation. That's what the true fight is about. It's about the Bible, the morality. It's about the fact that there's total absolute foundation and structure in what God has said, because he is God, pure and simple. And so when I was driving in my car and I turned on the radio and to Fox News last Saturday, that's just right as it began to happen. So I texted CK, told her what was going on, and then I arrived home shortly, and then we began to watch it, you know, see what was happening on TV. And the first thing that the Lord spoke to me at that point is he gave me Psalms 91:3. Psalms 90, that great Psalm 91, you know?
Yes.
And that verse says, "Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence." And I knew he was talking about President Trump. That's true about all believers. You know, we read that scripture anytime that there's danger and those kind of circumstances around, and we trust in that. But he was speaking that. "Surely he shall deliver you." So the Lord was saying he was like a bird. He was delivering President Trump out of the snare of the fowler. There are other psalms that use similar terminology about escaping. "My soul escaped from the snare of the fowler."
Yes.
And so the snare is the enemy. And I was looking at that and saying, thank God, you know, nobody was injured. First thought that came into my head was kind of like, or at least one of the first, is this going to make any difference because of all of the secular media that's in the room? You know, it was the White House correspondents' dinner. And then this thought came to me, and that is, you know, I hate that this happened, but if it's going to happen, I'm glad it's right there with you. You people need to experience the trauma
I never thought
that
about
you
that.
Have induced upon this nation.
Wow.
Those. Oh, okay. I get riled up. And I should.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I never thought about that, Mike, of what you just said, how they've reported on it and made it not a big deal. And then yet they're in the midst of it. And they are actually experiencing what an attempt at his life would be like, and having knowing there's an active shooter there.
That's right. They needed to experience it, feel it, know it.
Wow.
Be involved in it. Even Wolf Blitzer went to the restroom, walked right out into the middle of the shooting there in the lobby. He saw it firsthand. The police had to tackle him, cover him. And then he saw the shooter. He experienced the whole thing. So how are they going to take it away? How are they going to say this is a false flag? One of their own, most respected of their own, experienced it personally there. So they needed to be involved in all of that and to see what their policies have brought about. This whole thing about Trump derangement syndrome, I think, is important for us to understand. We all understand, you know, we look at it. I remember when that term first was raised, and a few people on TV and around were talking about this thing, Trump derangement syndrome. Well, that makes sense, you know? And at that particular point, it was just kind of an abstract thing about a few people, you know, Trump haters, whatever. But it evolved and it grew to the point that it now actually can be considered a mental disorder. There are psychologists and psychiatrists, mental health professionals around the United States that are treating people for TDS.
Wow, I did not know they were treating.
Yeah, we have to understand that, they are, that it is demonically induced. Absolutely. You see, one of the principles that I operate by, Kelsey, is that when it comes to anything, when it comes to the range of emotions, when it comes to negative feelings that we have, where people have a tendency to try to go from just anger to hate or any of those kind of things, is that this basic principle is that when there's this much emotion that is supposed to be involved, would normally be involved in a situation, but this much of it is happening, where did the rest of it come from? And in that is a key to look for demonic, induced, coerced thoughts. There's a demon there, you know? It's just kind of like sickness. People can have sicknesses. People can have biologically, you know, some form of body reactions and epilepsy, things like that. But we do know that in the scripture, that at least on one occasion, the Lord Jesus rebuked the demon. It was a demon that was there. So there's a biological aspect, but yet there's more. There's a demonic presence. So I was thinking about these things and that TDS and where did it come from? You know, it's kind of like, I'll give you three things that I believe that TDS came from. Number one, the ruling political spirit of Jezebel. Absolutely. The ruling political spirit of Jezebel. In 2004, the Lord began dealing with me and telling me to start studying and start teaching on and praying against the ruling political spirit of Jezebel, that it's real, that it's rising in America, and it's attempting to shift the societal and the political structure of our nation. Okay? And so Jezebel, Old Testament figure, also New Testament, we find in the book of Revelation that Jesus himself, speaking to the church of Thyatira, he said that that false prophetess, that witch, I'm using a few terms that, from both together, Jezebel, don't let Jezebel teach in your midst. That wasn't that lady's name. He knew that. He was reaching back to the spirit, the spirit that married Ahab. And so it's a ruling spirit, and it was taken over in America. And so I've been preaching. You've heard me talk about it 100 times.
Is the underlying thing behind Jezebel too, like false religion?
Yes, Jezebel was absolutely an idolatress. And she was a worshiper of false gods, Ashtarte, and others. And so, yeah, absolutely. And we see that, you know, the Lord spoke to me. I've got so many stories. It's just all coming out. Just, you know.
That's okay.
Wrap yourself
ahead.
In
Share.
And let's see. The Lord spoke to me a few years ago, and I had I had a vision, an encounter with the Lord. And these demons from old, you look in the Old Testament and look through history at what we would label as idols, the demons behind them. Remember the Apostle Paul? He said that the enticing power behind idols were demonic spirits. They came in this vision and presented themselves against the body of Christ. And they said, we are rising to take over the nations again. And then the Lord spoke as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and the body of Christ confronted them to tear them down. They're not going to take over the nations again.
That's right.
No way.
Thanks for listening. The Elijah Streams podcast is made possible by donations like yours. To become a partner, go to ElijahStreams.com/give.
Amen. So idolatry. So we're talking about Trump derangement syndrome. We're talking about why a percentage of the far left have gone so crazy, so crazy. The second thing is that we are in a time right now with the merging of Marxism and Islam. Never happened before. What's interesting if I remember the story, I think I'm close to it. Forgive me if I don't get the exact date, but I remember hearing the story of the time that Paul Cain told, okay, who's the other prophet? Morning Star.
Oh, Rick Joyner.
Rick Joyner. Thank you. I don't know why that went up. Rick Joyner, I heard him one time share the story. How, and I think he said in 1987, Paul Cain told him, pulled him aside and said, the Lord told me that the next great enemy coming to America is the merging of, he said, communism and Islam. Mm. So Marxism and Islam at this particular point has become the religion of the far left.
Yes.
And it's a screwed up religion. Even the atheists believe it. The agnostics believe it. Right. They worship at the altar of Jezebel, who's the perpetrator of it. All right. Well, here's another one. And all of that is anti-Christian.
I was going to ask you about that, though, with the Antichrist spirit. Does that have anything to do with this as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is. You know, John said the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world.
Yep.
Anything. You see, we look at the word, the compound word, Antichrist. Mm-hmm. But think of it this way. What is Antichrist? Well, then that's the man that's going to rise to the top at the end of all things. But he said the spirit of.
That's right.
And a lot of Bible interpretation, we have to be careful, because when we look at eschatology and what the Bible prophecy, written prophecy, declares about the end time, points to a specific event. But in order to get to the specific event, you have to have a spirit of that leads to the event. And so the spirit of Antichrist is what? It's anything, any thought, any religion, any concept, ideology that is Antichrist's will. Antichrist's will for the earth, Antichrist's will for America, Antichrist's will for Kelsey and Mike, Antichrist, you know, against that. And so that spirit of has been here and is so involved in all that we're talking about.
Absolutely. Yes. That's a big one.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into the third thing that I see. I'm talking about the roots of TDS. Number one is a political spirit of Jezebel. She's been working in America for decades. Number two, Marxism and Islam, the combining of them is an entirely new system of thought. Number three, secular psychology. Secular psychology has taken America, particularly through Freudianism. Now, I'm not against counseling. I have an advanced pastoral degree in counseling. You know, there's wisdom in the multitude of counsel.
Yes.
It's not counseling that's the problem. It's the secularism of it. It's the formation of the thoughts and the foundations of it. By people who are antichrist, who are not born again. So it's all humanistic informed. So here's what's happened that I've witnessed, you know, for decades. Is what has happened is that the Constitution and the structure and the building of America was built by, first of all, most of them were Christians. You know, our founding fathers, they had a belief in God. It was induced in, you know, the Constitution and then the Bill of Rights and all those things. But it was rational thought. And so we as human beings are rational and emotional. And the way that thought structure works in a human being is that you observe something or something happens to you, and the first thing is you have a thought about it. Now, your thought is based on your belief system that's been built up your whole life, but you have a thought. Then once you have the thought, you have an emotion. Emotion never precedes thought. It's a result of thought. And then after you decide what you think about it, experience what you feel about it, then the third one is behavior. It's what you do about it. Now, here's the point. Through secular psychology, that has been attacked to the point that what we see now is there has been a switch from the rational to the emotional. We used to talk about when I was little, or, you know, growing up and young adult, about your intellectual quotient. Now the emphasis is on emotional quotient. And so what we see is that the founding fathers rationally constructed a constitution to provide emotional structure for the nation. It has switched through these concepts that I'm describing to you to now, and I've watched this process over the decades. I'm a little older than you are. And now it's about emotion. Emotion in this present society to a large degree, because we're split. We're working on this and trying to get everything back in order. But much of society now has gone to the point that they have tried to force the emotional quotient to determine the intellectual quotient.
So it's like I'm born a biological female, but I feel like a male. So because I feel like a male, so I'm a male. And just all rational thought goes out the window because I feel like a male today.
Yeah. Rationale is subservient to emotion, to feeling. You're right. And you can apply that to all the different things that are going. That's why so many women, you know, through the women's lib movement. Finally got to the point that by bringing women to this place of that, you know, your place in the home or being a mother or any of these kind of things was not really your identity. You have to get into the workforce. What happened, though, is that the nurturing aspect of the women who got out there now isn't being fulfilled. And so they're searching for anything to fulfill that. And they'll latch on to anything that comes along that they can apply their nurturing to, even if it's irrational. And so try to make this quick. I don't feel, someone would say, that the Constitution is fair. I don't feel that this law is correct. I don't feel
that the Bible's right.
That's exactly where I was going.
You hear that all the time.
It is. And so they're judging everything by feelings. And what God is doing at this point, and the good news is that God's correcting this. He is switching it back to rational. The Bible is an absolute, and it's rational that produces the desired emotions that God wants for people to have. But you cannot interpret Scripture by your emotions. You interpret emotions by Scripture. You cannot interpret Scripture by the circumstances. and your experiences. You interpret your experiences and emotions and all these things by scripture.
Yes.
The rational has to proceed. That's the absolute. That's the morality. And so at this particular point, there is a shift. And that in Western civilization, to change this, because it has shifted to the point that it's scary how close that the devil has gotten to changing Western civilization. Look at the mess that Europe is in right now, et cetera. Yes. Look at the mess we're in.
Yep. Yep. So do you believe, Mike, a big way to fight this, my emotion tells me I feel this way, is the truth? The truth is the way to fight against this whole movement of I feel like. So I know Charlie Kirk was probably a great example of someone who would fight against this whole movement before we lost him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It is the word. It's incumbent upon us to understand that the word of God is the basis of all things. It's the grid whereby we match all things. And so if it doesn't match the grid, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are telling you or what your emotions and feelings at the moment are telling you. Mm-hmm. It's only what the Word of God says. And when you subscribe to the Word of God then and say that's the absolute,
yes,
and I believe that, then at that particular point, your emotions will come in line with the absolute.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Now, I know I've spent a lot of time on this, but these are my thoughts about what's happening with TDS, because it makes absolutely no sense. Mm-hmm. It is nonsensical as to why anybody would fall into the place that they would attempt to assassinate President Trump. The reason is because, number one, Jezebel for decades. Number two, Marxism and Islam. Number three, secular psychology and the blame shifting. If you don't feel good, then it's somebody else's fault. Mm-hmm. And so you got to change somebody else. You got to change the law. You got to change the Bible. You got to change whatever. You got to kill the president so that you can feel better.
Right.
And all of these things then are what build up to the point that Satan enters. But here, let's thank you for helping me, nudging me toward the other aspect of what I want to talk about, and that is the saving of Western civilization. excuse me, I believe that it is saved, so to speak, but it's changing. It is shifting. You see it. You see the whole Middle East, everything, all the stuff that's happening. It's shifting.
Yeah.
And the Lord gave me that, gave me the vision last year, where, make it short, he took me over the White House, and I saw a tall, bald eagle sitting on top of the White House. I would say it, like, in the vision, about 20 foot tall. He showed me President Trump in the Oval Office. Connection. America, Trump, bald eagle, patriotism, all that. In the atmosphere, suddenly appeared a dragon, which represented China. Then came in a bear, which represented Russia. Then came in a wild donkey, which represented Islam and militant Islamists. And then came in the rooster, and the rooster represented the drug cartels. And the Lord said, these four things are being used right now by Jezebel to attack the United States. And that, and he said, Trump has the hand of the Lord on him to fight against and to push these powers back. They're idolatrous. They're demonic. And then the bald eagle grew and grew and grew and grew and grew and spread out his wings. And he grew so large that his wings covered America, Canada, parts of Central America, South America, went over like Australia, New Zealand, over Europe. I couldn't quite tell everything that it covered. And the Lord said, this man I've placed my hand on to restructure, to protect Western civilization. It's bigger than just America. When we say the hand of the Lord is on him for the presidency, it's also to change the world for the better.
Yes.
For the better. There's a complete restructuring that's going on right now. Yes. You know, the Lord also spoke to me, and he said that 2026 is the year of signs. Talking about spiritual or prophetic signs. Prophetic signs, you know, the Bible talks about signs and wonders, miracles, gifts of the Spirit. And so we kind of lump signs and wonders together in the concept of miracles, which is okay. Mm-hmm. But we would say, like, somebody being healed was a miracle. Well, that's a healing, and it's a healing miracle.
Yes.
And they'd say that's a sign and a wonder. Mm-hmm. But in Jewish thought, signs and wonders reached out to the world, the circumstances. If you saw a sign in the heaven, you know, a sign in society or things that happen. And that's what's happening. The Lord said there's going to be many of them this year. I don't know what they all are. But he first started talking to me about this when, on Good Friday, during the Iran conflict, when that jet was shot down.
Yes.
On Good Friday. And then the first pilot was immediately rescued. The second one wasn't rescued until Resurrection Day, that following Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. And he came up. He went down Friday, came up. And the world would look at that and say, coincidence.
Yes, yes.
Most believers would look at it and say, oh, miracle. Mm. But prophetic spirit-filled believers see it as a prophetic sign. It's a sign that not only that, hey, God exists and he's here, but he's pointing to something. It was a prophetic marker that established time naturally, but a sign that pointed to the future. We're going somewhere. You get in your car and you're driving down the road. You're looking for the sign so that you know where you're going. You're on the right road.
Yeah.
It's a prophetic sign. And the Lord spoke to me. And this is what the Holy Spirit told me, by the way. I'm going to read it to you. I waited on the Lord for 4 days before finally the Holy Spirit spoke during my prayer time. He said, God gave a sign and a wonder as a witness to the world. He wanted the whole world to see that. He said, the meaning of the sign is found in its number one timing, Good Friday, Resurrection Day. Unmistakable.
Mm.
Number two, in its implementation, the U.S. and Israel against Iran, what's happening in the Middle East, and the entire world watching all of these things is how he's implementing things. And then number three, the scope in the spiritual and the natural realm. Then the Spirit went on and said this, it is the Lord's way of openly demonstrating to the world that his body on earth is rising with resurrection power.
Hallelujah.
Now think about that for a minute. Let me tell you something. I'll come back and read the rest of this paragraph. Resurrection power. I have believed for a long time that resurrection power includes everything in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. In Philippians 3:10, Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And so as believers, we get, oh, wow, that's cool. There was a lot of power in his resurrection. I want to know that. And that's okay, but follow. The Amplified Version says, that I may in that same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection. John Gill's exposition of the Bible reads, not that power which was put forth by his Father and by himself in raising him from the dead, but the virtue which arises from it and the influence it has on many things. Mm. In other words, to know him, the resurrection of the powers, how that affects all things, his resurrection. And that's what the Lord was saying.
Help Elijah Streams continue to reach people around the world. All donations go toward making Elijah Streams and the Elijah Streams podcast possible. Visit ElijahStreams.com/give and become a partner today.
I'll read this again. It is the Lord's way of openly demonstrating to the world, this was the Holy Spirit, as I was writing as fast as I could, that his body on earth is rising with resurrection power, the body of Christ. Jesus is introducing himself through a great evangelistic thrust in the earth, which will give the church great spiritual influence in the nations. It also reveals a rising geopolitical shift among those nations. The United States will lead the world in both arenas because the spiritual and natural are linked by the Lord's design. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. That's really good news to hear because, Mike, it's the Lord's giving you a future of his plan of America is to lead within the nations and in the spiritual. And a lot of people say, oh, well, now, you know, we're at war. We don't know what's going to happen. Well, now you know. Now you know that the Lord's plan is for the West to lead.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's why sometimes people will ask me, is the Lord coming back this year? And I say, well, I don't know. He hasn't, you know, told me when he's coming back. And the Bible says he never will. He's just going to come when he wants to. However, I have this thing on the inside of me is no. And I'll say, I don't believe he is coming back this year. And they'll say, why? Mm-hmm. Because he already showed me.
Yeah.
The next 5 years in advance. He's already talked to me about what's going to happen between now and 2029. Why would he do that and then come back this year? He's God. I understand.
Yeah. Yes.
But I think we're going to be here for a while and we better get this right.
Yes. And so and when you talk about, spiritually, America leading as well. What does that look like? Does that look like more missionaries sent out or more evangelistic help through the nations? Or what does that look like to you?
All of the above. But here's the point. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. All revivals. All major thrusts and changes that begin in the spirit and work out through the natural start by the move of the Spirit of God. Amen. For he is the spirit of revival, of spiritual awakening, of change, of salvation, of mass evangelism, of all things. And he said the resurrection power is flowing through the church and America, and the church in America, to influence these effectively in the earth. And he said that the church is going to have a greater impact and influence in this restructuring in the nations than it has for a long time. That's exciting.
So what is life going to look like of what the Lord showed you in 2029?
In 2029, well, here's what I'm allowed to say by the Lord. Okay. He said, and I've spoken these things, they're all on videos and teachings that I've released. He told me that the church in America had until through 2029 to establish their foundation of spiritually and financially. Get it structured now until 2029. He didn't say because this is going to happen. He just ended it there. And he said, then you will be held in good stead for the following 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So that call was to Christians, get in the Word of God, mm-hmm. get in your prayer closet, establish the foundation, the rational, the absolute we've been talking about through this entire interview mm-hmm. on the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And also do it from prophetic. Be spirit filled.
Yes.
You know, important. Open yourself up to dreams and visions and angelic encounters and signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit and all of the above. Become a radical Christian, but a stable Christian. Mm-hmm. Prophetic Christianity is not to be earmarked by emotional stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to explain that. Let's just leave it. Base it on the Word.
That's right. Yes. Yes. That's so important.
It is. And I want to say this.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I just wanted to make sure that people understood that during this year of prophetic signs, that's where the Lord started talking to me about it. And that was the first. President Trump escaping like a bird out of the snare of the fowler last Saturday night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner was sign number two.
Mm.
There's going to be more throughout this year. It makes me wonder, and I have questions to the Lord, but he hasn't given me the answers yet, okay. So I can't. But watch for the signs. What are the signs going to point to? They're going to point to two things. All signs, all prophecies, all things ultimately point to Jesus.
Yes, amen.
He is the Christ. He is the Savior. They point to him. They point to heaven. They point to salvation.
Mm.
But the second thing that they point to is the reshaping of Western civilization, the saving of Western civilization.
Mm.
Do not be concerned only about the individual nation. If that's your perspective and that's all you can handle, there's no shame. That's fine. That's fine. No problem. Believers that are watching me today are praying for America. Keep praying for America. But I was giving you the big picture, the Sophia of what's happening here. And that is that God is saving Western civilization.
Amen.
Okay, I'm through with mine. Amen. You got a question? Okay. Ask me.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of questions, but I know I can't get into those because I know you are just not 100% sure on the next sign or what it's going to be.
Right.
But when we do see signs from the Lord, if we're just for the future, are we to look for something specific and know that's a sign, or will the Holy Spirit reveal to us that was a prophetic sign? Look here, here, and here. Like, how did you know that the fighter jet going down and then him being missing on Good Friday, being found? How did you know that was a prophetic sign?
Okay, here's the deal. Miracles are going to happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Events, God's going to save. So much is going to happen all the time. But signs on the level I'm talking about are seen by the world.
Mm, okay. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I was wondering.
What happens to me tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
is it going to be seen by the whole world?
Probably
but
not.
Those two events I mentioned were witnesses to the whole world that Jesus is alive.
Amen.
And he's going to bring about changes, and he's going to protect President Trump. Now, a lot of people are wondering in their minds, you know, well, if you say that things are going to get worse, but there's always the good side. There's a form of the Lord. Things are going to get better too.
That's right.
I just said the dark may increase, but the light's going to increase and overcome it. Not just counterbalance, overcome it.
Yes, amen. Mike.
Okay. Power of God. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Pure and simple. But at the same time, I was going somewhere.
I think you're going where don't be discouraged during the times and what you see, because God has a bigger plan. And yes, even though we'll see deep darkness cover the earth, the glory of the Lord will rise, and we will experience a move of the Spirit, and we will see good things for the West. And I mean, Trump is being used by the Lord for something. I think that's almost like a domino effect that will continue to go on and on and on.
And the protective hand, that was it. That's where I was going, is that he's not finished. His job and his assignment has not finished.
Yeah.
And I personally believe that God is not going to let anything happen to him until he's fulfilled his mission.
Amen.
Pure and simple. So I hate the fact that they may have other attempts on his life or other cabinet officials. But God is going to watch over him. God wants this thing done.
Amen. Yes. So good. So true. So good. And we always pray for our leaders and the president. And we believe that God does have more of a mission to fulfill. We know that to be true, Mike.
Amen. You know what? There's one more word of exhortation.
Please.
That I just feel the Holy Spirit speaking to me right now. And the Holy Spirit says this: those of you who have remained true and understand the spiritual principles, well done. You have not wavered. But those of you believers who have swayed, been tempted, given into pressures from the world, maybe even have turned your back on President Trump or anything else, the Spirit of God says, grow up. Grow up. Quit being wishy-washy and controlled by the stuff in the world, because the demonic influencers will lead you astray. Stand on the Word of God. Be mature. Be the lion's army. Let's go and do the things of God. And we win. That's
Amen.
It.
Amen. Well, Mike, would you pray for all of us before we talk a little bit about your books and how people can follow along with you?
Yes, I would love to. Lord God, what a time together. And it's like I'm just in a whirlwind right here. Anointings and revelations and things that are happening. Lord God, I pray for each and every viewer out there. I say to you, you are a wonderful child of the living God. You are filled with the Spirit of God, and He's using you. I pray for you and your life. I pray that He brings stability and revelation and knowledge to you by the Spirit of God, that you have dreams and visions, angelic encounters, that miraculous things begin to operate more and more and more on your life. But I pray that you anchor yourself in the Word of God. I pray for, I see people being healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody being healed with the glands in your neck in the name of Jesus. Endocrine system, glands all throughout, other people being touched and healed. I see some of you being healed in the stomach, in the abdominal area, in the digestive tract. I see people with pain in their joints, whether it's arthritic or whatever the cause. I see you being healed by the power of God. I see migraine headaches being healed. I see eyes being healed now in the name of Jesus. Ears, it's like so many people, the power of God is coming on you. There is an anointing right now in the atmosphere that's being released unto you, that is a healing anointing in your body and in your finances. The Lord said He's going to keep His sure word, and He is going to bring financial security to your life, physical security, familial security, financial security in all ways and forms. But He also said, now is the time. Now is the time to anchor yourself to the holy word of God, and when you're anchored to the absolute, you become absolute. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, release that anointing and power upon your people, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I see too much. I'm going to turn it back to you. It's just overwhelming me.
So good. If you feel the Lord right now is touching you, you're experiencing healing, please write in and let us know. We love to know when God works through the program and people are healed or set free or delivered. You can go to ElijahStreams.com/testimonials and you can share your testimony with us of how God touched you today. And Mike, would you share with everyone how they can find your books? Because you've written some really powerful books.
Yeah, the two books, The Lion's Army, that's on the screen right now, Discover the Ways of the Spirit for the Last Days, praise God. And then the other one, Third Heaven Authority, is Discovering How to Pray from Heaven's Perspective. And they'll change your prayer life and your spiritual life. They'll enable you to hear the voice of God stronger and better than you ever have. And the best place is to go to Amazon.com or any place that books are sold. They're out there. They were both published by Charisma House. And also, if they want to get a hold of me, MikeThompsonMinistries.com. And any, that's as far as website, but any of the social media platforms. I'm talking about YouTube. Go to YouTube and subscribe to our channel. Facebook, Instagram, etc., TikTok. Just search Mike Thompson Ministries and you'll find me.
Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show. And you touched on a lot of very powerful signs that the Lord's revealing right now and encouraging us to knowing of what God's going to do in the future. And we love having you on the show. And y'all won't want to miss tomorrow. Cheon will be joining us on the program. It's going to be great. So you won't want to miss it. We love you so much. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This has been Elijah Streams. Thanks for listening. For more episodes like this, you can listen to the Elijah Streams podcast at ElijahStreams.com, on Apple, and Spotify. Join us live every weekday at 11 a.m. Pacific time at ElijahStreams.com, Rumble, and Facebook. Elijah Streams is part of Elijah List Ministries. Go to ElijahStreams.com/give to become a partner today.